I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1178, Fiendish Fears. We talk a lot about fears on this podcast because God talks a lot about fears in the Scriptures. He's always telling us to not be afraid because He knows we're so often afraid. And fear's not a little thing. Fears can control us and rob us of joy and distort reality away from the love of God for us and for others. Fears are everywhere, always ready to pounce and enslave us. Today, let's look at three you may not have thought about. Three fiendish fears. This podcast is about love, not about fear. It's about living a life that's not fearful, but loving, because we are eternally safe in God's love. When it comes to fears, you have to name it to tame it. You have to see it for what it is, so it will lose its power over us. The first one I want to mention is one that we joke about. I'm talking about FOMO, fear of missing out. This fear keeps us distracted, always trying to learn this or do that so that we're not left in the dark. I recently went on a fast from news. News can get me nervous and fearful. And with our smartphones, we can always see what's going on in the world in real time, and it's just not healthy. So I stopped looking at the news at all. I stopped looking at Instagram and Twitter and Google News and the stock market and so on. I figure if the world blows up, somebody will tell me about it. I want to get away from the if it bleeds, it leads people who make me so fearful. I really don't need to know everything, and I really don't need to do everything to be happy. In fact, just the opposite. And then secondly, there's the FOBO, the fear of better options. This fear keeps us second-guessing. What if I should have bought the other one? What if I should have gone to the other restaurant, ordered the other meal, got that different brand from Amazon? You get the idea. Look, we need to make the best decisions we can in the moment with the information that we have, and then move on for Pete's sake. But there's one more fiendish fear to mention today, and that's FOPO, fear of people's opinions. Oh my, that's a biggie, isn't it? We fear others will disagree with us or think we're stupid or foolish or think we're wrong or sinful or wasteful or arrogant, and the ores are endless, my friends. Remember what I said a few episodes back. We have to come to grips with the truth that at any given moment, there are people who are deeply disappointed in you. They hate your politics. They think your parenting stinks. They believe your theology is way off base. They can't see the wisdom in your purchases, and on and on and on and on it goes. And we've got to be okay with other people's opinions of us. We need other people's input for sure, but we don't need input from everyone. And ultimately, we live for an audience of one, Jesus. So here's the great question. Which of these three fiendish fears do you need to slay today? FOMO, fear of missing out? FOBO, fear of better options, or FOPO, fear of people's opinions? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Dear Lord, you know that we live in a crazy and chaotic world. You also know my struggles in my daily life. When life gets to be too much, please help me to come to you. Calm my thoughts and emotions and open my heart to your peace and your comfort and your wisdom. Help me to not live in fear. Please reduce the fear of anxiety that plagues me all too often. Help me to rest in you and trust you as I navigate this broken world. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1179. And in the meantime, fear of missing out. I'm guilty of that one. I don't want to be left out and miss out on something great or some knowledge that I think I should have in order to be safe in life. Fear of better options. Oh, yes. You buy something and then immediately you think, oh, my, what if the red one was better than the blue one or that model was better than this model? And fear of others' opinions. Oh, that's constant. I'm always worried about what other people will think about what I think about and what I do. But you know, FOMO, FOBO, and FOPO don't have to control my life. Paul wrote to Timothy, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control." And this Timothy needs that constant reminder. Maybe you do too. Let's slay our fiendish fears.